Australian three-year-olds, you know, coming off maiden wins, and so therefore, you know, quality-wise, I'd be throwing Miss Moana in, although it's not in my top three or four. I like 2 and 5. I like Aristia and Graceful Glamour. This is where I agree with Mr. Ellis. I think Graceful Glamour, I'm just putting a line through the run in the Ethereal at Caulfield, rate affected track. We saw the same thing with Extra Brute, the low par there, come out and win the Derby. I'm not sure it was altogether just the rate affected track. I think it was a little claustrophobia inside horses. It was an oddly run race. It just was all wrong. And Mark Newnham has already notified stewards there. It is their intention to leave. I wouldn't be totally shocked to see Graceful Glamour do a Laschetti Spirit and just lead all the way in this Oaks. I think 2 Aristi is the obvious. Just a lovely prep, finally breaks through on Saturday, will stay. 1 Amphitrite might blow them away, but is a short enough price to do it. And 12 Collectible, who ran on very, very strongly at Caulfield. 2, 5, 1 and 12.
2, 5, 1 and 12 there, and Graceful Glamour, $16 is where it sits now. Good luck to Mark Newnham and John Sargent there. Sydney-based trainers have got runners in the Oaks. The last, Blue Rose, number 16, the favourite at $5 over Hummer Hummer at $5.50.
Well, might it be the day for Hummer Hummer? I think it might be. It's on the right spot. Just incredibly consistent throughout this preparation, and I think this race will suit her really well, the 1100 down the straight, and I think she's probably the best each way in the race. I'm going with the Thoroughbred Club Stakes form, which is 3 Hummer Hummer, 1 Merrill, 6 Asserted Play, of course, has since won well behind Beauty of Mooney Valley, and 7 Illuminaire, who's got terrific high speed. I think it's probably the best form. Yes, I respect Blue Race. It's very good to charge at Mooney Valley, and the previous run down the straight was good, but just thought the Thoroughbred Club form might be marginally stronger in another very difficult race, Andrew. 3-1-6-7.
3-1-6-7, and Lee Curtis has got Merrill at $7.50. Freshened up and has put on 8K since that Caulfield run, so the horse has done well in that freshen up. All right, so a difficult day by the sounds of it. We can jag a winner here. We're going to be in front.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, look, I really want to see how the track's playing when there's another shower of rain. But on paper, I think the best is probably race 7, number 3, Real Success.
Race 7, number 3. Good on you, Steve. We'll hear from you on Saturday morning, normal time, just after 11 o'clock. Enjoy Oaks Day.
Fantastic. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Moran looking at Flemington. Soft fire, but a fine day at this stage. They're saying maybe showers, but maybe tonight. So it looks like they might be clear. We'll monitor that as we go. That's it for our preview with Steve of Flemington. Coming up next, the preview for Hawkesbury. Then it'll be Chinwag time at 10:30 with Sean chatting with Blake Shin. Looking forward to that. And also at 11 o'clock, the full Mark Hunter preview for Flemington.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. US President Donald Trump has sacked his Attorney General Jeff Sessions one day after the Republicans lost control of Congress in the midterm elections. Mr. Sessions announced his resignation in a letter to Mr. Trump, saying the resignation came at your request. Boeing has issued new safety alert for pilots a week after a fatal crash in Indonesia. The company has warned operators of its 737 MAX 8 planes about a sensor problem experienced by the downed Lion Air flight. And a surfer has survived a great white shark attack yesterday with minor injuries after he fought off the 2.5-metre monster with his surfboard. In sports news, South Sydney twins George and Tom Burgess have emerged as shock contenders to replace Newcastle-bound prop David Clemmer at Canterbury. Trent Merrin will remain at Penrith in the NRL after knocking back a rich deal from English Super League club Leeds. And the Sydney Sixers have made a huge move for this summer's BBL season, signing 18-year-old spinner Lloyd Pope. That's the latest news in sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sports fans, as we approach the end of 2018, let's put the year's sporting disappointments behind us. Not every team can win. It's the moments that matter. We all love a great sporting erection.
I think your father's resurrection, Andrew.
Eh. Whatever your sporting fix, there's no better way to plan around sport than Sportia, the gurus of planning for as long as Laurie Daly has lived outside of Judy. Order the 2019 Sportia Diary at sportsia.com.au. That's sportsia.com.au. Sportia, plan it right.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This VRC Oaks Day, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 2 at Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing this VRC Oaks Day? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
The Australian Women's Health Diary funds life-saving breast cancer trials research. Just $18.95 from newsagents Woolworths and magshop.com.au. The Australian Women's Health Diary. Buy the diary that saves lives today.
Sky Sports Radio continues to bring you extensive coverage of the Flemington Carnival. Saturday, our best sprinters clash, plus excitement from our Wait for Age stars. Don't miss Dean Lesser and Mark Hunter's preview. Race morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And 9 past 10, Hawkesbury racing today. Jeff Haynes is there. He'll know all about the track and the weather because he's on the course. Morning, Jeff.
Morning, Sean.
What sort of a day have you got?
It's an absolute bottler, mate. You can't believe it. There's a little bit of speckled cloud, beautiful sunny skies, light breeze, about 22, 23 degrees. Couldn't ask for a better day.
It seems like the order you put in has been fixed up and served for you.
Certainly has, mate, especially yesterday it rained all day, and the day before, the cup day was like 39 degrees. We couldn't have picked a better day.
Gee whiz. Now, how have you rated the track today, Jeff?
Come up a soft six. We had 8 mil of rain overnight. Grant Buckley galloped this morning and said it's just in the soft six range, but with this sunny day and a bit of breeze around, we're hoping to get to a five sometime today. But, yeah, no, it's come up enormous, mate. With all the rain we've had in the last month, the grass has really grown well. We've got a great cover of grass.
I'm thinking the grass would be feral at the moment, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. We're covering 3 times a week at the moment, which is fantastic. Yeah. The rye grass is just about gone and all kikuyu, which is great.
Yeah, you can't kill that. Now, the rail, where have you got that today, Jeff?
The rail and the true. It's been the true for, I think, the last four meetings. We raced here 2 weeks ago with the rail and the true on a similar type track, and they just got off the fence in the straight a couple, but apart from that, I can't see any reason why they couldn't win from anywhere today, mate.
All right, terrific. What a great report and what a great day it sounds like for Hawkesbury today, for Oaks Day. For the ladies, they can get out there and enjoy the day.
Yeah, actually, a fair few have just rolled in. About 30 or 40 young ladies have just rolled in, so... Yeah, it looks like a fantastic day, mate. They're all going to have a great time.
Going to bounce the ball nice and early with the looks of it, Jeff, aren't they?
Certainly will, mate.
Be a big campaign. All right, enjoy the day and good luck.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Haynes at Hawkesbury. Chantelle Buckley is going to find the winners for us. Morning, Chantelle.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you?
Oh, good. Sounds like a brilliant day. And from the reports from Jeff and from your good husband, everything's fantastic.
Yeah, look, Ladies' Day at Hawkesbury is one of their biggest days. I cannot tell you how many ladies are on track. It'll be absolutely packed. They've got a great day. Look, it's on the cooler side, but the sun is shining, so you couldn't ask for a better day, to be honest. Really looking forward to getting out there.
All right. Now, the first today, a maiden over 1,100. 1 hour missed is 31. 2's out. 3, Bully Rock, 19. 4, Pauper, 950. 5, Valiant, 750. 6 out. 7, Bell of Clonmel, $8. 8 out. Number 9, Gimme Shelter, $1.90. 10, Lagarde, $3.90. 11, Trawalla, 15. But the favourite at $1.90, number 9, Gimme Shelter.
She just keeps firming this favourite, and I can see why, because the form around her is really good. She finished second in a 900-metre maiden. The winner, Shadow Bridge, won on Melbourne Cup Day in impressive style. Engadine and Sizzle on the Bridge came out of the same race, and they've since gone on to win, and Legion of Boom has won. So there's been 4 winners out of that race who have won, and I think she gets her chance today. Yes, she's short, but I think she does deserve to be. She had to go back from that wide draw at Newcastle, and she made up a ton of ground late. So 900 up to the 11 is only going to suit her down to the ground. Look, I did try and find something to beat her, but I just couldn't. In the second spot, I'm going to throw a Valiant. Now, I guess you could give his first start at Kembla. I think he just basically he got frightened in amongst all the horses there, and he just didn't do anything. He did start in the money off his recent trials, and he'll handle the soft track because he handled a heavy track in a trial. So just when you go back and read the stewards' report, Adrian Layett rode him and he just couldn't get at him properly because he was hanging in and doing a few things wrong. He over-raced. So I think he'll be a big improver here. I think he's good value. Into the third spot, I'm going to throw the four here. Pauper. Only had the one start for the Godolphin team. That was at Sale. Was well beaten. Looked at the stewards' report. They couldn't really offer any excuses for him, but he was caught deep the entire, so... Look, I don't know. Maybe that was a genuine excuse for him. Actually comes out of the same trial as Battle Anthem, who won again at Kembla on Melbourne Cup Day there. And he returned the gelding, so I think he'll be better for the last prep. And the 10, I'm going to throw into our fourth spot here. Lagarde has been trialling really well. First run for Brad Widdup. She's placed 5 from 6, and her trial was really good untouched there. So in the first, I've gone 9, 5, 4, and 10.
All right, now race 2, number 1 is Montana Thunder, $6. 2 and 3 out, 4 McCormick, $6.50. 5 Nikki Rose, $4.60. 6 and 7 out, 8 Polhampton, $6.50. 9 Celosia, $7.50. 10 Prototype, $19. 11 Sebring Bay, $18. 12 Dancer is $12. Number 13, Lose in Charge, $18. 14 Paris Light, $6.50. And 15 Another Shadow, $16. Favourite at $4.60, number 5, and that's Nikki Rose.
I've gone against the favourite here. I've put the Toppy in Montana Thunder. Look, I know he's a 5-year-old gelding having his very first start. He's really well bred. I think the booking of Collett, that sort of just swayed me in this direction there. He hasn't ridden this horse before, but they've opted to put him on here. Now, he flew the gate in his recent trial at Wyong, and he was given that little bit of a squeeze up just to find the line. But he just looked to do everything right. He's obviously a big, gross-doing horse, and just hoping from an inside, well, a good draw that he can put himself there and he might be able to get the job done. Nothing wrong with Nikki Rose last time out. She gets the blinkers on for the first time. The winkers coming off. She went to Orange on debut, bumped into Indicators On, who was sent to run second at Goulburn in a Class 1. She showed really good speed and, look, she did everything right there. She was beaten 2 lengths. So she's back to her home track. She'll improve. The 4 in McCormack, I think he's an interesting runner here for Tracy Bartley. He has shown speed in his trials. The only thing I'm concerned about with him was the second horse in the trial when he won at Wyong Groupstart didn't do a lot on Saturday, but then Jazzland, who finished third, was really impressive at Musselbrook last Sunday. So I'm not sure how to rate his trials, but he's done everything right there. He's got a tricky draw, but I'm not too worried. It's a straight run to the first turn there, and so it's only one turn to go around from the 1100 at Hawks. We're going to pop him in, and then the 8 in Polhampton. I don't know if the fluke that she got up and finished second last time out, but I'm going to give her a chance to go a little bit better here. I thought she found the line quite nicely. 1, 5, 4, and 8 in the second.
All right, now the third event, 1 Dashing Special 21, 2 Happy Hustler 750, 3 Hero is 26, number 4 Burnsun 151, 5 Downstage, 19. 6 Knights Helmet, 101. 7 Novelle is 280. 8 Lady of Cost, $11. 9 The Promise, $6.50. The favourite 10 Proven Class, narrowly at $2.50.
Yeah, I can see why. I think a few punters are keen on her today. She debuted over the 1300 at Warwick Farm there, and they walked up front. And she found the line well enough considering there. So she stepped up to the 1500. We all know how good Mark can get these 3-year-old fillies going. He's got a few handy ones in the stable, so I'm interested to see what his thoughts are on this filly. I think second race start, she is definitely going to be better for the run there, and she's bred to get up over a trip. And mum, I think Brad Davidson was saying that a mum finished second in a Melbourne Cup or an Oaks or something like that. So she's well bred and she'll appreciate the step up in distance. The 2 in Happy Hustler, look, he's a gelding who's had 14 starts with 5 minors, but he always runs well here at home. If you go back 4 starts ago, he was beaten about 2 lengths behind Youngstar. Now, obviously, we know what she's gone on to do. He just keeps running into one better. I think the 1500 is another one that'll suit him. He's a get-back, run-on type of horse. The top weight in Dashing Special, he's had 19 starts with 9 minors, but you just have to like his trial. It was very impressive. He loomed up really nice. There was a few good horses coming out of that trial there. So pretty hot trial form for him. Blinkers off, crossover noseband off, and the tongue tie off. I think they've had tongue tie on. They're just taking all the gear and trying something different. So, look, who knows? Start 20 might be his time to shine. And number 7 into 4th spot, Nivelle. Finished 3rd, 2nd up at Kembla. I thought he had a beautiful run. He loomed like he was going to be the winner, then just battled away. But this is no harder, this race, so we'll pop him in the mix as well. 10, 2, 1 and 7 in the third.
Okay, we go to race 4, the class 1. Now 1, Britannicus is $6. 2 Naughty Bernie at $1.90. 3 Host Winnebanui is $5.50. 4's out. 5 Elcano is $7. Number 6 Tokyo King 35. 7 Russian Express $9. 8 The Wild Wild West at $14. And 9 Golden Creek $14. Our favourite is number 2 Naughty Bernie at $1.90. Chris Waddle and Jay Ford teaming up here.
She really deserves to be favourite in here. I think she's a clear standout for mine. I think I had her on top and then it was a bit of a lucky dip for the rest of them. So Naughty Bernie. She won a maiden on a heavy track at Gosford last preparation over the 1900. So she went out on a winning note. She resumed with one trial over the 1175, and then they sent her to Hawkesbury last meeting, actually, where she finished third in a class one out there. I think it was just a bit too short for her. That was only over the 1400. As I said, she won a maiden over the 1900. She's well weighted here, and she'll definitely appreciate having that first up run. So she's a clear standout for mine. In the second spot, I'm going to go with a little bit of value here and pop the Wild Wild West in. Now, I know her form doesn't read great, but if you go back and watch her run, she hasn't really had a great deal of luck. She was only beaten a length last time out in a 58 race at Musselbrook. She was caught deep, but I just like the fact that she goes around with 51 kilos after the claim for Simone Bella. She knows her inside out. Just hoping she can find the fence on her. She's drawn tricky, but I don't think there's a great deal of speed, so I wouldn't be surprised to see her up there leading or sitting outside the leader. She's really good value at, about $20 or $17, actually, something like that. So pop her in the mix. The toppy, Britannicus, unwanted first up in the betting there. He battled away okay, but I still think he probably wants a touch further than what he's getting here, second up over the mile, but we'll pop him in anyway. And the seven in Russian Express got his maiden out of the way. Nice style at Bathurst over the 1400. Drops 4 kilos here and she steps up to the mile as well. But the way she attacked that line, I don't think that mile will be any problem with her. So two are clear standout. I've made Naughty Bernie my best from 8, 1 and 7.
Right, race 5, the Ted McCabe class 5, hand over 1500. 1 Hurricane Harbour, $9. Number 2 Red Henno at 17. 3 Buddy's O, 26. Favourite 4 Bobbing, very short of $1.80. 5 Mo the Great, $4.20. 6 Cuban Royale at $8.50. 7 on Angel Wings, $14. Number 8 Curata Princess, $41. 9 Miss Redoble, $12. The favourite, very short of $1.80. Number 4 Bobbing, can you see it being beaten?
Look, I can't, no. He's just flying this horse. I know he's won his last 3, he's won 2 back this preparation, and I don't really like jumping on the bandwagon late. When they are looking for their fourth win, but it's hard to go around him. He's had 6 starts, 3 wins and 2 minors. He's just absolutely flying. Bernie gave him a freshen up in between his first and his second win this preparation. He hasn't given him the 4 weeks off this time. I don't know if that was by design or if there was no races around, but what I liked about his last win at Wild, they didn't really go at a blistering speed. He settled back. He took off mid-race there, circled the field. Josh rated him like the best horse in the race, and he was too good. He beat them by a length and a half, or just over a length and a half on that occasion. He does drop 4 kilos off that, but I just can't find anything to beat him. So I'm going to put him on top and give him a chance here again. Red Hanoi, I think he's a nice horse in there. It's Choice Empire. First up here, he has one first up. Michaela Weir takes the 3 kilos off him. She's won on the horse. He's only had the one trial back. It wasn't fantastic. It didn't stand out, but I think the fact that he's first up, he didn't have much of a break in between. He should lead them up. He might take some running down here. The 5 into third spot, Mo the Great. He's on the 5-day backup. He led them up at Newcastle on Saturday. Rolled off the fence. Eventual win actually snuck up the inside and knocked him off there by just under a length. He dropped 3 kilos, 16 back to the 15. But he's a horse that has placed midweek company before. And we'll throw in that Miss Redoble. She's got the inside draw, 54 kilos on her back. She won first up a class one at Cessnock, and then forget last start. She overraced. She pulled her head off there. I think she was a little bit fresh going into that. She'll be better for having the 2 runs under her belt now. And she has one on a soft track, which led me to put her in the mix here. So 4, 2, 5 and 9 in the fifth.
Okay, we go to race 6. Now, this is over 1,100. Number 1, Playard, $10. 2, French Blue, $3.60. 3, Vega, $10. 4, Dynamic Bid, $8.50. 5, All Too Free, $4.60. 6 out. 7, Beware, $4.68, Don't Doubt Her, $11. Number 9, Northern Lights, $9.50. 10, The Patrician, $21. 11 out and 12 Ann Skiff, 61. Favourite here, $3.60, two French Blue, but a few given chances.
No, oh, look, it's the hardest race of the day, I reckon. Any one of them could probably get up and win. I've gone with Vega on top. Early on, I barred this horse because I kept tipping in and he just didn't do anything. But the reason I put him on top today is because last preparation, he came to Hawkesbury and won first up over the 1,000 there. Same sort of conditions here, or just that it's 1,100 today. He's got the 60.5, which I'm not worried about. Wide draw, he'll probably get back, and I think he'll be doing his best work late there. So I'm going to take it on the fact that he can win first up. He's had 5 goes now, fresh for 3 wins. Into a second spot, I've got 1, 2, 3. First up this prep, she went to Gosford in a benchmark 64 over the 1,100. She was beaten half a length behind Sebring Express. Then at Wyong last start, it was a class 1. She was beaten a length and a half, but I think she had genuine excuses. She got held up on a couple of occasions, but she's a consistent mare. Into a third spot, I'm going to put the 7 in Beware. Now, he resumed, in a 70 race. They flew up front. He came off the back like he was going to win, but he only sort of just plugged in the straight. But I think he's better than that effort there. That was on a soft track, so he'll appreciate it as he'll definitely get through today's track. And the 4, Dynamic Bid, he was very deep over the 900, still had the audacity to find there. I just hope he didn't take too much out of him, because at his best, he can win a race like this. 3, 5, 7, and 4 in race 6, as I said, it's probably a race where you could have 5 or 6 numbers in the mix.
All right, the 7th, the Ladies' Day Cup, 1,400. Now, 1 Burning Passion, $6. 2 Fabrizio, $4.80. 3 New Tipperary, $4.20. 4 and 5 out. 6 Pecans, $4.40. 7 The Locketer is $6.50. 8 Tougher Than the Rest, $10. 9 New Universe is $6. 10 Legislation, $31. The favourite at $4.23 New Tipperary. This doesn't look much easier.
No, it's not. It's a really handy race. You know, take out Legislation, any of the others can win a race like this, but I'm going to go with Pecan purely based on the fact that she's just a fresh horse. She's had 6 goes fresh for 2 wins and 3 minors. Now, she actually went to the races the other day and was scratched at the gate, so Joe has since sent her back to the trial. She had a very, very quiet trial there. She'd been about 4 lengths, but never really asked to do anything. It was just a trial to keep her ticking over there. So she comes here fresh. She won the Godolphin Crown out of here last time, first start, and she's an on-speed runner. So I'm going to put her on top from Fabrizio. Now, all reports are this horse is back, and they've got him back to his best, and he's got a really good second-up record. He was pretty good first up, beaten 1.5, and he's won at this track before. So we'll put him into second spot. Into third, we'll go New Chippery, the stable mate to Pecan. Got his win at Newcastle in the Cameron, was really good. Then maybe a little bit outclassed in the Epsom there. He's been about 6.8 behind Hartnell on that occasion. He's since been back to the trials, tried on a heavy track, got through that with no problem at all. And into fourth spot, I'm going to put the 9. In New Universe. Now, he probably doesn't have the form of the other horses in the race, but he's won twice second up. He's only beaten a length in a benchmark 94 at Randwick when he was resuming there. I think he's down in the weights, good draw, Glen Schofield on, and as I said, he's won 2 from 3 seconds up. A really tricky race, a great day, a great race to be honest. It's the feature of the day, so 6, 2, 3, and 9.
Right, and the final event, race 8 for the Class 4 Stayers, 2,100, 1 Good Enough, $3.20, 2 Keep Up, $6, 3 Tinker Dan, $6.50, 4 Devil's Lair, $7, 5 Go Benny, $7, 6 Albert of Monaco, $8, number 7 Night Star, $10, 8 Villarica, $26, 9 Athena's Voice, $9.50, and $10 is out. Favourite 1 Good Enough, $3.20, okay, this doesn't look easy.
No, it's not. Look, Godunov is a horse I love. I've followed him from day one. I really like the horse. He's had 3 goes at this track for 3 wins, but I'm actually going to go against him. Look, I might change now looking over it again. But at the moment, I've got Tinker Dan on top. Johnny Steinmetz has got these Gelding flying. Rachel Hunt claims the 2 kilos. So he gets in a lot better with the weights than Godunov, who carries the 60.5. But he's just so consistent. He's back from a 78 rated race where he was beaten 4 lengths there behind Sky Boy. Have a Cool comes out of the same race as does Gamblestown. If you go back to his run back in early October, he finished 2nd in town there over the 2,000 metres. So he's rock hard fit. He's just racing consistently and I just like the fact that he's got the claim here. We'll go with him. He's good value. Ahead of the one, Godnoff, huge win last time out here at Hawkesbury. He'll be our likely leader. That was a Class 2 race. Early days, I'm probably a little bit disappointed in him. I thought he was going to go on and be a really good horse. He's sort of just battling away nicely, but, you know, he's definitely capable of putting two wins on end. Into third spot, I've got Keeper. Blinkers off this time. He's back in grade as well. A big run wouldn't surprise me from this fella. He was to be ridden further forward last time out, so whether or not they try and ride him a little bit closer, we'll have to wait and see. And the five in Go Benny, another one that's rock hard fit. He's only had the one placing here at Hawkesbury, obviously formerly trained here at Hawkesbury, but he's only had the one placing, so I don't know if he just doesn't like Hawkesbury or just a victim of circumstances, but he's rock hard fit, we can't leave him out. So 3-1, 2-5 in the last.
And speaking of Rachel Hunt, I notice she's lowered her minimum riding weight on Saturday to 49 kilos without the vest. She's very light.
She's tiny, right? Yep. I'd love to do that weight.
A little power pack dynamo, don't worry. Yep. Now, what's your best today?
I have made Naughty Bernie my best. She's in a Class 1 race. I couldn't really find anything to beat her. So race 4, number 2, Naughty Bernie. She's short, but I think she is deserving to be short. So maybe, you know, throw something. I've got Wild Wild West in the Quinella with her, but I think if you stand her out and throw a couple of roughies in, you might even end up with a trifecta. So race 4, number 2.
Good on you, Sandy. We'll look forward to the late mail today from you.
Thanks, Coz. Talk to you soon.
Okay, Chantelle Buckley. She'll be looking after us today at Hawkesbury. 29 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio takes you to the Central West this Sunday for Racing at Warren, featuring the $32,000 Australian Cotton Cup and the TAB Jockey Club Sprint. Get your Warren winners Sunday morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
Now, let's update the latest news and sport with John O'Farr.
Thank you, Cozzy. Brisbane Broncos second rower Matt Gillett will return for the 2019 NRL season despite a major neck injury. The Kangaroos and Maroons back rower only played 4 games last season before the full extent of the injury was revealed. Australian cricket has plunged deep into a batting crisis and the solution may be further away than we think. Only 3 batsmen averaged more than 30 in Australia's last test series against Pakistan. Shane Warne, Michael Hussey and Adam Gilchrist have all weighed in on the dire batting situation. Jose Mourinho had to be escorted off the pitch after taunting Juventus fans following Manchester United's 2-1 win in the Champions League. Mourinho captured the attention of Juventus players as he cupped his ear to the crowd after the final whistle. And David Pocock admits Australia's Wallabies, their line-out that needs to improve dramatically if they've got any chance of beating Wales this weekend. Australia haven't lost in 13 encounters to the Welsh in the past decade. That's the latest news in sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio travels throughout the state to bring you the best in thoroughbred racing every day. Whether it's Group 1s from the city.
The Autumn Sun's levelling up like they hit it. The Autumn Sun, he's come from last. What a superstar.
Or meetings from our provincial and country regions.
Rayfell found the front inside the 2. This was the last one out. It's going to be the first one home. Big win.
Racing HQ and the National Racing Service are your windows to our vast racing world.
It's Brett Ogle here. Look, Drummond Golf has asked me to do a world first on radio, a 15-hour commercial where I read out their entire stock list to prove that only Drummond Golf has a range that includes all the famous brands in bags, clubs, buggies, balls, shoes, clothing and accessories. But like you, I'd rather be out playing golf. So if anyone from Drummond Golf asks, can you tell them you heard the 15-hour ad and it was fantastic? Thanks.
I'm at work with
Graham
to show him how changing radio stations on any Amazon Alexa device is as easy as saying, "Alexa."